The demand for energy from a rapidly increasing population, coupled with a dwindling gas supply, is already causing enormous pressure for the Bangladeshi government. The vast natural reserve of coal in the country's Pulbari region is the jewel in their crown. The government says that energy is one way to solving the country's poverty and economic problems. But environmentalists and aid organisations are opposed. Energy projects, they say, should be clean, and the disruption to local communities is untenable. Perhaps unwittingly, though, Australians are also involved, with Australian aid money assisting the project through the Asian Development Bank. Local NGO Aid Watch have been critical of our involvement. Outside the Asian Development Bank offices in Sydney, Aid Watch held a demonstration against the bank's proposal to fund the Pulbari mine. Co-director Flint Duxfield.
Some people are aware of what the World Bank does, but the Asian Development Bank tends to fly under the radar, unfortunately. And Australia is actually one of the largest contributors to the Asian Development Bank, and so has more influence in the Asian Development Bank than any other multilateral institution. So there really is an onus on Australia and on Treasurer Wayne Swan to ensure that the Asian Development Bank is conducting responsible lending and is not harming the rights of poor people and the environment.
Not only does he have concerns about the environmental impact of the project, but also the funds end up lining the pockets of a private international mining company.
The coal industry would say that one of the best ways of helping these people is actually to give them energy, and one of the quickest ways to give them coal energy. What do you say to that?
Well, actually, most of the coal is actually going to be exported from Bangladesh anyway. And secondly, in a country where a 1 metre sea level rise is going to affect between a quarter and a half of the population, it's difficult to understand how it could possibly be said that this kind of coal mine would be the interests of the poor.
There are very large numbers of Bangladeshi people, tens of thousands, who will be directly affected by this mine.
Tim Anderson, senior lecturer in political economics at the University of Sydney, says the issues are complex.
I don't really think there's a case anymore in this day and age where we know that coal is a major contributor to climate change to giving public subsidies for it. Whatever is going on with the mining of it and the uses of coal, I think the days of public funding, public subsidies for coal should be well and truly over, and I don't think Australia should participate.
He feels that not only do the people of Bangladesh miss out, but the government does as well.
Governments that are developing their own resources somehow are always stampeded into the idea that they have to give it to some private company, and then they can claw back a few percentage of royalties there. Really, there's a lot of countries that have demonstrated that state equity in mines, let's say, look at the copper mines in Chile. You've got public copper mines and private copper mines. The public copper mines are delivering 5-10 times as much revenue back to the government. So if it really is a big revenue raiser, then I really think the state should be having equity in it.
His view is it's the people of Bangladesh who should be making decisions, not the large corporate players.
These sorts of decisions where there's clearly interest in the government in getting some quick-term money, short-term money, we see governments in this country looking at some short-term money in privatisations, don't we, in the name of energy. They want some short-term money. There's people out in the community with different sorts of ideas. If those political issues are to be resolved, they're better to be resolved locally, you know. Here you have a big international finance institution coming in, chucking money around, getting behind the short-term money grab solution.